So here's the thing. Look at me. Let me tell you something. There's no differences in any of us. We're all equal here today. It doesn't matter that I'm up here and you're out there. That doesn't mean anything to God. I'm up here because He's gifted me to be up here.
Are women preachers biblical? Are women preachers biblical? And look, today we've got a lot of women preachers, very famous preachers. You know, when we're talking about women preachers, we're talking about women like Joyce Meyer. We're talking about women like Paula White. We're talking about false prophets like Beth Moore. We're talking about women like Victoria Osteen. We're talking about women like Tammy Faye. And let's just answer the question biblically from the Word of God. Are these women right? Is it right? Is it biblical? Is it scriptural to have women preachers?
I just sensed God speaking in my heart or putting a desire in my heart, you know, to teach the Word. And I felt that this dream came to me that I was going to go all over the world and teach the Word.
Let me just give you a few thoughts. Let me give you four thoughts in regards to women preachers and answering the question, you know, are women preachers biblical? Number one, women, according to the Bible, are not to speak during the preaching or teaching time of the church. The Bible teaches that women, I realize this is not popular. I realize that this is not something that people like, but you know, I'm not going to lie to you tonight. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Women, according to the Bible, are not to speak during the preaching, teaching time of the church. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 34. The Bible says this, let your women keep silence in the churches. For it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Notice what it says in verse 35. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. I want you to notice that the keeping silence and not being permitted unto them to speak is in connection with the teaching, preaching aspect of the church service, because it says, you know, if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home.
When I started it, I wasn't even cognizant of the fact that women didn't normally do that. I mean, I was just so caught up in what I felt like God was telling me to do, and it was being successful. And, you know, I always teasingly say, I didn't know women couldn't teach till people started telling me that they couldn't.
Right.
And so in this church that we were going to, they felt like that I wasn't supposed to be teaching, that Dave should be teaching. I remember going out of the church one Sunday and the pastor looking at Dave and he said, brother, you should be teaching that Bible study, not your wife.
But here's what the Bible says. When the teaching, preaching time of the church begins, women are to keep silent. They're not supposed to raise their hand and I have a question. Let me say something. 2 Timothy chapter 2, look at verse 11. Let your women, notice the emphasis, learn. Let your women learn. The aspect is talking about the learning, preaching, teaching time. Let your women learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12, but I suffer, the word suffer means to allow. He says, but I suffer not a woman to teach, Joyce Meyer. I suffer not a woman to teach, Paula White. I suffer not a woman to teach, Beth Moore. He says, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. So notice, the Bible is telling us here that women are not to speak during the preaching, teaching time. This means that they're not to ask questions and they're not to answer questions. They're not to teach, they're not to ask questions. And the Bible says, you know, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. It says, if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home.
Double. You know, Donnie, I just feel real strong. God's going to do something in your life. I mean, like, whoa, rebe, sheke, te, sababanda, raka. And I mean, I know He's already doing a whole lot more than I even know about, but I got that real strong that you ain't seen nothing yet.
So, number one, women are not to speak during the preaching, teaching time of church. This means they're not supposed to be asking questions or answering questions or getting up to teach. But number two, women are not allowed to hold the office of a pastor or a deacon, you know, the office of spiritual leadership within a church. 1 Timothy chapter 3, look at verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 3. In 1 Timothy 3, we have the qualifications for a pastor. It says this. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, that's the position of a pastor, spiritual leader. It says, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires the good work. Right there, it tells us that if a man desires the office of a bishop. But just to make it clear that we're talking about a man here, verse 2, he says, a bishop then must be blameless. Here's a qualification. The husband of one wife. Here's the question I have for Tammy Faye and Paula White and Joyce Myers and all these, Beth Moore. You know, how are you? Are you the husband of one wife?
My husband is the most wonderful husband. I mean, Dave really is. He's great. He's sitting over here on the sidelines for 2 hours. He sat there and listened to me. And I just thought later, I mean, this guy has spent 32 years listening to me teach and preach.
Well, then you don't meet the qualifications. You're supposed to be the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Skip down to verse number 11. In verse 11, we're now in the qualifications of a deacon. And look, the Bible speaks very highly of the position of a deacon. It gives qualifications for a deacon and for a deacon's wife. And it says this, even so must their wives be great. A wife is a deacon is supposed to have a wife. And his wife is supposed to be not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. So, you know, when it comes to our women preachers biblical, well, number one, women are not to speak during the preaching time of the church. You know, they can speak throughout, you know, the whole time. But when it comes to preaching and teaching, they are to be quiet. And by the way, that includes amen. Because when the men say amen during the preaching, when I'm preaching something and they say amen, you know what they're participating in? They're participating in the teaching and preaching time of the church. Because they're verbally, the word amen means I affirm that. I agree with that. I'm in agreement with that. And they are basically saying, yes, that's true. Yes, that's right. So you know what? Women shouldn't be yelling amen.
You'll go with me, won't you? I thought I might as well just push all the religious people just right off the cliff and get it over with.
So number one, women are not to speak during the preaching or teaching time. Number two, women are not allowed to hold the office of a pastor or deacon. They don't meet the qualifications. Number three, go to Titus. You're there in 1 Timothy. Go to Titus. So past 2 Timothy into Titus chapter 2. Let me say this. Women are allowed to teach other women. Women are allowed to teach other women. Titus 2:3 says this. The aged woman. Now, I want you to notice that it's not just any woman. Not just any woman that decided, I'm going to go start a Bible study in my house. No. It has to be a certain woman. But here we're told an aged woman. And the idea is that she's mature, that she's spiritual, that she's, you know, raised her children, things like that. It says, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
I'm right on the verge of going and getting the tattoo. Right back here.
Let me give you a fourth one. Women are allowed to preach the gospel to unbelievers. So they're not allowed to preach in a public setting, but they are allowed to preach the gospel to unbelievers. Not public ministries, but out privately. Philippians 4, look at verse 3. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, this is Paul speaking, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. So I want you to notice that here Paul says, hey, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. You know, I thank the Lord that our church is filled with men and women that are faithful soul winners.
Wow.
But here we have, you know, the Apostle Paul saying that the women labored with him in the gospel. So look, women are allowed to preach the gospel to unbelievers. Go back to Ezekiel 13. But let me just kind of say this as I end this thought. Men are not better than women. And women are not better than men. Okay? I heard Pastor Anderson use this illustration once. I thought it was a good illustration, but here's what you need to understand. We were just created different. We were created with different purposes. The Bible says that the Lord created male and female. He created both of them, but he created them with different purposes. This is the illustration I heard, which I thought was good. You know, if you look at a washing machine and a dishwasher, you know, which one's better? The dishwasher is better than the washing machine. The washing machine is better than the dishwasher. You know, they have different purposes. And look, if I take my clothes and put it in the dishwasher, it's not going to do a very good job, and it's probably going to break. And if I take my dishes and put them in the washing machine, they're probably going to break. Why? Because they were created differently with different purposes. And you know, men and women have been created differently with different purposes. It's not that one is better than the other, but God chose in his infinite wisdom to have men lead. He had them to rule in every area, in the home, in government, in church. And he's told women that they are to keep silence in the churches.
I can truly say that what I'm doing, I have been led by the Holy Spirit.